Good evening, Anchor FM. Good evening, Spotify. Good evening to the whole entire world. I am your host of this particular podcast. Anchor FM and Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, all of that. Now, tomorrow on the show, at the exact same hour at 10:50 or 11 o'clock, around that time, I want to discuss the problem with, I'm going to say it this way, the problem with Negroes nowadays. I will discuss that tomorrow on this particular Anchor FM and Spotify, because they're both collaborating together. If you like the show, if you like what I said, if you agree, support the show, donate, my Cash App, or donate to the show. The Cash App is $Lucian Jerome 7. Like I said, tomorrow on the show is, we'll talk about the problem with Negroes, black people today. So, I'm gonna have, what's his name? Rapper Master P share his thoughts on what is the problem with Negroes and what is the solution, how we can change Negroes on the Shannon Sharp Shay Shay Club YouTube podcast station. So here you go. Like I said, if you like the show, donate to my Cash App, $Lucian Jerome 7, or donate to the show. 99 cents, $1, $2, $5, $10, $20, whatever. So here's the show of Master P on the Club Shay Shay broadcast show.
Thank you for tuning in. You can follow Dre Wise on Facebook at Jerell Lucian. You can follow him on Instagram at DreWise7. You can also send Cash App donations. Lucian Jerell7. Thank you.
Nothing but going, keep getting better with time, and it's all about educating and understanding the importance of financial literacy. And I think we don't understand that it's all about economic empowerment. I feel like with this deal, I'm able to teach my culture that we are buying into all these products, but we never get a chance to own none of the stuff that we created and built. I'm talking about as consumers, and now going from consumers to producers. And I mean, it's time for us to boss up. This pandemic has showed a lot of us that we went from workers to bosses. So, just me and my partner, James Lindsay, we always about trying to find new deals and to be a part of something that we can give back to our community, because the more we make, the more we give. So I feel like this is a blessing. If this deal go through, it's going to be a game changer. And exactly right, Reginald Lewis said it best, why should white guys have all the fun? And I think that we have to support and appreciate each other, knowing that we're constantly growing. Like, I never lived a perfect life. God spared my life, and it's all about doing better, growing. And I feel like my purpose is to help this generation, to help the culture and my peers see that we could do deals of this magnitude, and it's not impossible. So I think this is going to be life-changing for us as hip-hop. And if this deal don't go through, another bigger deal will come. So it just would be a loss for Reebok. It would be a loss for Adidas if this deal don't come to us. Because it really do need a change. It need a facelift. It need to be cooler. It need more athletes involved with it. It need to be a lifestyle fashion brand. We also can help other brands. So it's not just about us. It's about bringing other people to the table in this deal, because this is a lot of people involved. But like you say, to be able to control the narrative as African Americans and have the majority of ownership, this is definitely a game changer.
Thank you for tuning in. You can follow Dre Wise on Facebook at Jerell Lucian. You can follow him on Instagram at DreWise7. You can also send Cash App donations. Lucian Jerell7. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. You can follow Dre Wise on Facebook at Jerell Lucian. You can follow him on Instagram at DreWise, the number 7. You can also send Cash App donations. Lucian Jarrell, the number 7. Thank you.
Everybody sees where you are, but very few people got an opportunity to see the journey that helped get you to where you are, because all they see is this. They never saw that.
Yeah. And I think that's what life is about. You know, people always think they know, but they really don't know, because they see you are now. But I mean, I come from a poor place. I come from not having nothing. I mean, I can remember going to the store with my family and just thinking, wow, if I could get me some Oreo cookies, you know, being hungry. And I think that people don't see that. But, you know, for the ones that understand, I want to show them that you could come out of nothing, but you got to keep working. You got to outwork everybody. Like, and that's what I did. I mean, consistency is what's going to get you to your dreams and your goals. I just kept going. It's like, I know I'm not where I need to be at, but let me keep working. Let me get better. Let me get to my destination, man. And it's even bigger than what I could even imagine. It's just by keep going.
You know. Thank you for tuning in. You can follow DreWise on Facebook at Jarrell Lucian. You can follow him on Instagram at DreWise, the number 7. You can also send Cash App donations. Lucian Jarrell, the number 7. Thank you.
B, you talked about picking yourself up after you've been knocked down. Yes. I think that's some of the hardest thing for people. People don't like failure. People don't handle failure. People don't handle rejection. No one handles that well. So how do you, after 1, 2, 3, 10 doors slammed in your face, you have a business startup and it fails. How did Master P pick himself up and says, okay, that opportunity didn't work out, but there's another one over there that's going to work out. How do you stay so positive in situations like this?
Well, I put my trust and faith in God, and it's not just about me. I know that whatever it is for me to get to my destination, some of them doors need to close.
Right.
That's not the right door for me, and it's a bigger door always open up, and I want to take other people with me. So I know that this is not just about me. I want to take thousands of people that has business that look like us, that has products, and get their products and brands into these stores. And I just think that nobody has educated us. So I want to be that person. I want to be the Muhammad Ali of business. I want to be the Martin Luther King of business, to lead us to that mountaintop and say, look what we could do. Now we can eat. Now we can feed our people. And I think it's not dwelling on the past. Everybody dwell on old slavery or just how they mistreat us. I'm like, no, we can't change the past, but we can change the future. So that's what drives me to where every time I fall, I'm like, no, I got to get up. I got to keep going. You know, yesterday was a bad day, but tomorrow going to be better. And I keep that positive attitude and speak it. So, you know, like we just see, I got on my shirt right here, L.A. Great. Mm-hmm. And L.A. Great is about from Louisiana to Los Angeles to the greats. I mean, everybody that came before me is not about me. And able to create a product brand, water, sports drinks, anything in the beverage business. And they've been doing this for years. And I'm like, you know what? It's time for us to do that. So to be a part of this, it's a movement to be able to give water back to people in our community, help the elderly. They don't get this, you know, help educate the kids in the community. And that's what is, I think that failure keeps me, the guy that invented the light bulb, he failed 999 times, and then all of a sudden he created the light bulb. Look where we are now. And so think about us now being able to create something to push us and drive us doing something positive. I mean, I didn't come from a perfect life. A lot of people fail. A lot of people went to jail. A lot of people died at a young age. And I'm saying, God, spare my life. Let me do something right. You know, if you do right, blessings will continue. So I think that'd be my motivation. It's no limit to what I can do. I name myself Master P because I'm a master whatever I do. And I think you got to speak positive on yourself. And it's all about consistency and putting in the work. You know, even a failure to me is just a lesson. It's not a loss. It's not an L. It's a lesson. And that's how I look at it. I'm like, you know what? It's not a race. It's a marathon. I just got to keep going. I'm going to get there. And that's what I did in the music industry. I went from selling no records to selling 100 million records independently. And that's just how God is. When you do the right thing, You will overcome all the negativity. Even the haters gonna love you in the end. Even the people that just wait, okay, maybe they might not wanna see me on top right now. Or right. They gonna wait till you gone to say, I'm gonna buy all this product. That's cool. But guess what? I'm gonna still keep doing my part while I'm here. I'm gonna keep showing them that we can actually do this. We can build these big brands the same way they was able to do. And now we can buy these brands and take over and put the money back into the culture and the community. But we have to support each other. And we got to stop with the self-hate that don't want to see. You know, I celebrate you, man. Like, I'm proud of you from what you were able to do. You know what I'm saying? Transition from sports to be able to communicate and be able to talk to us. That's big. That's how we change the narrative. We have to showcase more of this and the people that are doing the right thing. I tell my son all the time, I say, Romeo, you blessed. Just keep doing the right thing. God gonna bless you with bigger and bigger and better things because you're doing the right thing. And I think that, but we don't show that. We don't showcase that.
Thank you for tuning in. You can follow Dre Wise on Facebook at Terrell Lucian. You can follow him on Instagram at Dre Wise, the number 7. You can also send Cash App donations. Lucian Jarrell, the number 7. Thank you.
So the problem is they always say, tell us if it's our business, hide it. Don't let them know it's us. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. I feel like it's a lot of self-hate, but I think that we are breaking through those barriers till we're starting to realize how we're going to put economic empowerment into our communities if somebody that look like us don't own anything. We have to keep going to them, asking for help. And I'm saying we are stronger together. We are $1 trillion spending culture, but none of us have anything, and we have to change that narrative. So I think it's all about letting people know that we can do this together, and it's not just about me. It's about creating thousands of masterpieces and have thousands of them at the table, multi-millionaires and billionaires. So when I go into these grocery stores, there's nobody look like me with product. And so I'm saying right now that we are opening these doors to where it's thousands of us next. We don't just have to look at a diversity. It's about having just great product. And I think we have to trust the process with us, like allowing us to get better with our product. Because, you know, with Charlamagne, when we first talked about the shoes, what we did, we got better. And we also pushed each other. But we do have to support each other because they support each other. They like, you know what? I'd rather do business with a white guy that I don't like than to do business with one of us. And we don't look at it like that. We live the kingpin lifestyle to where we only want to be at the top by ourselves. And we look down on everybody else. So we have to change that mentality. But it's going to come through education. It's going to come with us being patient with each other. And it's going to come with one of us thinking outside the box. So when you look at Martin Luther King fought for civil rights and freedom. I feel like right now, what my purpose is letting us know that this economic empowerment is the way we change the game and change the narrative. It's the way we open up the doors for our culture to be financially successful and create wealth and not just riches, because they give us big checks. Think about it. All the big professional athletes and entertainers that you see, they're getting big checks. Imagine about the people that are paying them. What are they having? I mean, if somebody could pay you $200 million, how much wealth do you think they have?
Right.
And that's what we have to look at. We are constantly using our power to create billionaires for them, and we're not doing it for us. And I think that's where the imbalance is coming at. We're using our buying power, or we're using our fame to help create multi-billionaires for them, and we're not doing it enough for us. And that's what we have to change.
Thank you for tuning in. You can follow Dre Wise on Facebook at Terrell Lucian. You can follow him on Instagram at Dre Wise, the number 7. You can also send Cash App donations. Lucian Jarrell, the number 7. Thank you.
Yeah, I look at a lot of my friends now, they're still the same. I'm like, I can't mess with you because your mentality is still in the present. Your mentality is still on the corner. That ain't me. Like, you can't get mad at me because I want more out of life. And you might say, oh, man, you changed. I did.
Yeah.
I got better. I got better. What's wrong with getting better?
Well, I mean, think about it. you have a baby. The baby goes through a progression. It grows. That baby don't stay a baby forever. Yeah. So you're supposed to change. You're supposed to grow.
Yeah.
Growth is natural.
Yeah. And people don't realize, like, being broke is a mindset. Like, even when I was poor, I never thought I was broke. I've always said, like, I got to do something. You know, I'm waiting on the lawsuit, my check in the mail. I'm thinking like that while everybody else thinking, oh, I don't have nothing, I'm hurting. And they speak that negativity. Like, so even when you go back and see your... So I was telling, so this is the funniest thing happened to me, right? They had this kid in middle school with me. He was 5'6". He was like the biggest kid in our class. Okay. So I pull up on Facebook, this kid say, yeah, y'all, you know, y'all looking up to Master P, but I beat him up in middle school. And some girl say, you beat him up in middle school. And so you know how they go on your Facebook, they tell you how tall you is and whatever, right? So he's still 5'6", Shannon. So I go on now, I say, beat me up now.
Come on, Pete.
I had to do it, Shannon, for real.
You've lived every person's dream, not just black. Obviously, you're black, and that's the... but you've lived a dream, a life of lives, growing up in poverty, not having... and rising, and people get an opportunity to see. What advice would you give this generation? How can there be more Master P's?
I could say, don't be afraid to work. Don't be afraid to when nobody don't believe in you. You have to believe in yourself. Put your trust and faith in God and have a dream and a goal and stick with it. Like, it's not a race, it's a marathon. Like, even when them curveballs come, or the destination, you know, even though it looked like you're not getting there, if you're doing something every day, consistently, you're going to get to your dreams and your goals. And don't be afraid to fail. I'm just saying, don't be afraid to try to get better, and don't be afraid to work. And if I did it, I know you could do it. So...
What financial advice, because you've been very financial responsible, what financial advice would you give young America?
Educate yourself. Don't work for money. Don't pray for money. Pray for wisdom. When you work, work because you love something, and it's your purpose, and it's your passion.
You know what to do. Hit the subscribe button to become an official member of Club Shay Shay, where we always do something for two something.
Thank you for tuning in. You can follow Dre Wise on Facebook at Terrell Lucian. You can follow him on Instagram at Dre Wise, the number 7. You can also send Cash App donations. Lucian Jarrell, the number 7. Thank you.